Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested after calling 911 to report an assault by his sister. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Shortly before 5 a.m., sheriff's deputies responded to a mobile home in the 6500 block of South Douglas Highway after a 59-year-old man called 911 to report he'd been stabbed in the head with a machete by his sister, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. Deputies observed blood on his head, neck, and face. He was treated at the scene by deputies for his injuries. After questioning the 56-year-old sister, deputies learned that the brother had been talking on the phone to his wife when she told him to get off the phone. An argument ensued and led him to aggressively approach. She said she feared for her safety and grabbed a machete hanging on the wall to defend herself, Reynolds said. The woman had a cut on her palm and her ankle. Investigators obtained a search warrant and arrested the brother for reckless endangering after it was determined he was the initial aggressor. With Veterans Day approaching, Campbell County announced the launch of Operation Greenlight. County buildings will be lit up in green from November 7th through the 13th. The operation is part of the national initiative of the National Association of Counties to support military veterans and the unique challenges they face. Denton Knapp, administrative director of the county commissioners, said, "Since the tragedy of September 11th, 2001, our nation's voluntary military force members and their families have made immense sacrifices for our safety and security over a two-decade period, similar to the sacrifices of previous generations of armed forces. We want to make sure our veterans and their families know that their service mattered and we are grateful for their sacrifices." Knapp also encouraged residents and businesses to participate by changing a bulb in their home or business to a green light to show their gratitude. Residents can share their participation on social media with the hashtag Operation Green Light. For more information on resources available to veterans, visit naco.org/Operation Greenlight. For more news, visit basinsradio.com. For the Basin Radio Network, I'm Terry Shaleen.